Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another Player Spotlight interview. I'm your host, Football Rob, on this Saturday, the eve of the Super Bowl, and our second prospect that we're going to be talking to today, Jeff Gowdy from Fayetteville State, a Division II college. He's making stuff happen, and he's trying to make his best impression for the NFL scouts. Jeff, we were talking off the air, and you're a big Colts fan, so I guess you're going with Indianapolis in the Super Bowl, huh?
Yeah, I got to go with the Colts, man. That's the home team. You know, Indiana stand up 2-1-9. So I got to go ahead and give love to Peyton Manning and the Colts. You know, they you know, everybody knew they were going to make it back to the Super Bowl. You know, unbelievable season. So I'm going with the Colts, man.
Now, was there any doubt in your mind? I could tell just by the pitch in your voice that you're a big Colts fan. Was there any doubt in your mind that they would get there after they kind of laid down those last couple of regular season games?
Oh, no, man, no, man. You see, when they were playing, they were like, you know, they were like, what, 10-0? Then, you know, they gave up the record. They didn't want to go for the record, you know. So, you know, you got potential assets. You know, they sat down Peyton, and you saw how they played without Peyton. So that went further to show you that they had to sit down and start it, couldn't let nobody get hurt. But, you know, I mean, everybody in the nation knew that the Colts were going back to the Super Bowl. It was inevitable. It was going to happen.
So now that they're back, I mean, they had a couple of years of a layoff there. They won against the Bears. And Peyton Manning won MVP. Do you see another MVP trophy in his possession after the game on Sunday?
As long as the game of football requires you to throw the football, yes, he's gonna have a healthy shot to get the MVP, man. I mean, the guy, like I say, he's a genius at the line of scrimmage, man. If you can sit there and you can read a professional defense and audible out at the last second, there's not too many people in this league that's gonna be able to stop him, man. And you can see already, he's on track to being the greatest quarterback of all time.
And we just got off the phone with Jeremy Williams. He's a prospect coming out of Baylor, also plays the safety position like yourself. And I asked him, like, you know, this guy, Peyton Manning, is incredible. And as a defender, how on earth could you stop him? And he pretty much said the only chance you have is to get pressure on him, pressure on the quarterback. Is that something you would agree with?
I would agree, because, you know, when you talk about Peyton Manning, you're not going to stop Peyton Manning. You're going to have to contain Peyton Manning. And the way is, I mean, you can't shut down one receiver because he's an equal opportunity thrower. He's going to get everybody involved in the game. So, of course, he has to go start up front. But after that, you have to realize that as a DB, as a safety, you're going to have to be able to predict what Peyton's going to do. You have to be able to check his audibles and use them to your advantage. It's nothing but game film. You have to do this through another game. And the more you watch Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning is going to watch film on you, he probably watches, you know, 5-6 times more film than anybody else. So if he's going to watch film on you, you're going to have to watch film on him and see what he does when he feels the pressure. Who is his number one hot route receiver? You got to be able to pick up those tidbits, and then you have to react off him, because, you know, being a DB is all about reaction. So if you can react off what he's doing at the line of scrimmage, you might be able to put yourself in a position to make some good plays.
So give us a little insight now. What tidbits have you picked up being a Colts fan? Like, what does he like to do? Give us a little dirt on Peyton Manning, what he likes to do.
You see, now Peyton Manning, he's the top guy. He comes to the line of scrimmage. If he feels the pressure, you automatically, he'll step back and he'll audible out. He'll make a whole bunch of calls. But I watched the NFL Network, and then, you know, they interviewed Peyton. Half the time he goes up there and he makes those calls, they're dummy calls. So sometimes he's not even saying anything. He's just making stuff up. So the way he's so, like I say, he's a genius back there, because now as a safety, I'm listening for the audibles, or I'm trying to pick up something, some clue to what he's about to do. And if he's giving out a dummy call, I'm thinking it's a real call. I don't know what's going on. He has me confused. So the thing about it is, I would have to really, get as much film as possible and just have to go straight off of, if there's some pressure, he's going to check immediately to where, you know, the linebacker is coming from, wherever nobody's going to be able to replace. So as a DB, I'm going to stay back. But tell you, man, there's no reason for you to be trying to, jump the gun. You have to sit back and wait for him to do what he do, check his read, and just react on the football, man. There's not too much you can really do but react on the football with Peyton Manning.
And, you know, it's pretty interesting that you mentioned all the dummy calls that he makes. I would imagine that maybe that confuses his own teammates at times. Do you think that that's possible?
Yeah, I mean, his O-line, you know, one of the best offensive lines in the world. You know, they said, like, sometimes he'd be talking, and they'd just be like, what is he talking about? And of course, they know if they're saying anything that they never practiced, then obviously that means the play is still on as calling. So, you know, I thought it was pretty funny or hilarious myself that he would be saying, just making stuff up, and his offensive line would be like, man, what were you back there calling? He just, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to, you know, confuse some. And you would answer, you know, if you see Ray Lewis, you know, some or, you know, somebody – staring in your eyes, you don't have to, you know, get somebody to think something else so that you can get the playoff.
Yeah, you definitely have to get the playoff there. You don't want to get a delay of game penalty like his brother Eli seems to get on a regular basis there. And, you know, that's just something that I picked up watching Eli a lot. He tries to do the Peyton Manning dance, and then all of a sudden the play clock runs out, so then he's caught with a five-yard penalty. We are talking with Jeff Gowdy, the safety from Fayetteville State Division II College, representing right now. Now let's talk a little bit about your career, Jeff, if you don't mind. I mean, you know, that's why you're kind of here. You had a good season there. You kind of struggled at first, but then you reeled off six straight wins. You finished up 8-4. What was the key to the success that led you guys to have six straight wins during that season, 2009?
It's all about determination, man. Perseverance. Our whole season, we started out 0-2, man. We lost some very close games. We lost the first game in double overtime. Then we lost another game by about 3 points. So, you know, it's all about, you know, checking out your game, you know, figuring out your team, what you guys are doing wrong. And we weren't doing too many things wrong. We probably lost those two games on two plays. And, you know, our whole season was perseverance. I mean, we just battled through it. We realized that, okay, hey, we can start off this way, but we got to finish strong. And once we got going, once we got the wheels spinning on this bus, the momentum just kept us going, man. And it took us all the way to the CIAA championship, and we won it. And it was just a wonderful season. It was a great way to go out on my senior note, being as though the last time that Fayetteville State went to the CIAA championship game, I came in the year after that. So, you know, I was a freshman. And everybody's big talk about the CIAA championship. We got, you know, we're you know, defending things. We're doing this. We're doing that. And it took us 5 years to get back, but I'm glad that I was able to get back there and have the opportunity to play on that stage and walk away with a victory, and I can get my ring. You know, that's just something that I've always wanted to do, and a major reason why I went to Fayetteville State. They're used to winning, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Sounds good there. And also on a personal note, you had six interceptions on the season. And I know you admitted to me that you could have had a few more, but do you think this was your best season at Fayetteville State?
I think it was one of my best seasons at Fayetteville State. I mean, I rounded out exactly where I wanted to be at. You know, I made a lot of plays that I needed to make. I was able to, you know, play the defense to the best of my ability. I was able to help my team. I was able to lead my team. And, you know, I had six picks last season, too, on my junior year. But this year seemed a little more sweet, being as though we made it back to the championship, and I was able to lead my team, you know, with the seniors. We had a wonderful senior class, and this was, yes, my best season, because as a team, we won the championship, and that's what it matters. That's what it's really about, how well your team is going to play, how well your team is producing. And as long as our team wins the championship, then, yes, that's the best season I've ever had.
And as you look ahead to the NFL, I mean, it's quite an uphill battle trying to get noticed from Division II and trying to get scouts to give you a look. Do you think you're getting a fair shot? Because, you know, if you don't really know about the scouting world and you see a kid from Texas or you see a kid from USC versus a kid from Fayetteville State, you'll automatically give the preference to the big-name school, the kid that comes from a big-name school. Do you feel like you're getting a fair shake in this whole talent evaluation process?
And I think I am, because, you know, when it boils down to it, when you get out there in front of those scouts, it's about you. The name on the jersey is one thing, but that number and the last name that references that number that you go when you go to the combine, it's all about you, man. You know, because you're an athlete. You've been playing football since you were 10 years old. You know, so when you get out there, man, it's all about you. It's all about how well you can perform in front of these scouts. And, you know, if you can compete with these guys, you know, it's not a big difference between Division II and Division I athletes. The athletes are the same. It's the program, like you said before, that really sets it apart. So it's about, you know, how many people that, you know, your coach knows, the scouts will come out there and like, okay, yeah, I know you guys produce athletes. this athlete that, but there's some great athletes in Division II football. But all they got to do is go out there and perform. You know, once you get out there and they give you that number and you go out there and you run your drills, you run your 40, you have the same opportunities as everybody else. And the thing about it is, as long as you do what you have to do, as long as you work hard, you do your thing, then you'll be just fine. Of course, yeah, Division II, you have to work a little bit harder just to make sure that you get that opportunity. But once that opportunity, if I'm on the radio with you now, I'm there. Now it's about me. It's about me doing what I got to do to make sure those scouts notice me and give me the opportunity.
Man, you're very motivational. I mean, Jeff, you should be a motivational speaker after you finish playing football. Have you ever thought about that? I feel like I'm ready to go knock someone out right now.
Hey, man, so, I mean, you got to motivate yourself. If you can't motivate yourself, then what are you going to do? I'm a Division II athlete, man. If I can't do it for myself, then nobody's going to be able to do it for me. I'm a grown man. Can't nobody get me in trouble no more, and can't nobody get me to do something I don't want to do. Nobody can make me do something I do want to do. But the thing about it is, you can't motivate yourself. Who can motivate you? That's what it is about work ethic. Work ethic doesn't go – it's not discriminative. You can't be a hard worker on the football field, not a hard worker in the classroom. It goes hand in hand. Work ethic is work ethic.
So what else do you bring to the table that people may not have seen you play? Can you describe your game, somebody that you pattern your game after?
I like to pattern my game after Ed Reed. Ed Reed out of the Baltimore Ravens. I like him because he, as fast and as athletic as Ed Reed is, there's a lot of things that a lot of people don't know, and he's smart. He likes to read the defense. He does things before the snap that allows him to be in a position to make those plays, and I like that. I like to be out on the field. I like to be able to see things. I like to be able to look over to the right and see two receivers and see the tall receiver on a shorter corner, and the quarterback understands that. He's thinking, okay, I'm about to try him right there. And if I know he's doing that, I can jump that route. I can shade that side a little better. And I can put myself in a position to make the plays. And I feel like Ed Reed does that. I remember a playoff game in the 08 season when Ed Reed picked off like a quick slant, and he was a backside safety in cover two. And when I saw that, I just realized how much of a psychic, he's a football psychic out there. I mean, like, he just realizes what's going to happen before it happens, and he puts himself in a position to make those plays. And ever since I've seen that play, that's who I want to be. That's how I want to play the game. And that's where I want to end up at the peak of my career, just like Ed Reed.
There's a rumor going around that he might retire. I mean, I can't believe that he would hang it up after having such a prolific career. And that took me off guard. Would that surprise you if he decided to retire after this season?
It would surprise me. It would hurt me a little bit, because I'd be losing a little bit of my football, my football love, because I love watching Ed Reed play. And when Baltimore and the Colts met this season in the playoffs, I was torn, man. I was a torn heart, because I wanted Ed to produce, I wanted to see him make plays, but I also wanted the home team to get the W. So it would surprise me, but I can understand, because I mean, at that level, man, it's hard to play 5 years at that level, just to get your pension. But and to play at the speed he played and to make the plays that he played, I understand him retiring, and he's going out on top. He's probably the best. He is the best free safety in the league today. So if he went out, at least he went out on top.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the truth. You ain't lying about that. We're talking with Jeff Gowdy of Fayetteville State, and he's looking to carve his niche into the NFL come spring of 2010, draft day 2010. Well, it was a pleasure, Jeff. I mean, I am definitely motivated. As soon as the snow stops, I'm going to go out and play football. I'm just going to knock somebody out.
That's beautiful, man. North Carolina will get too many opportunities to play in the snow, man. So you got to go out there. You got to cherish that. Love that, man. You get down here, it's nothing but heat. So, yeah, man, thank you, man. I love you for the opportunity to let me come on the show, and I appreciate everything you're doing for me, man.
All right, sounds good. Just to wrap that up, that was Jeff Gowdy, safety, Fayetteville State, Division II. Definitely a prospect on the rise, and we will have more player spotlight interviews coming up shortly. I'm your host, Football Rob, signing off.